One. Hey, Stuart, how you doing?
Hey Rob, doing well. Here we are again.
Here we are, podcast number two. This one is called Why Take Dance Lessons. We'll introduce ourselves again. My name is Rob Ironside. I'm the president for the Country Pride Dance Club and one of the instructors. I should probably add that as well.
And my name's Stuart. I serve as Grants Director for the club. I'm also a member, but I am not an instructor.
But
I am here to learn.
he's also helping out with these podcasts and some promotional stuff. So I appreciate Stuart helping out with these. So as I said, this is podcast number two, Why Take Lessons. In the first podcast, we talked about the fear. We're not really going to touch on too much of that. Some of those topics kind of bled over into this one that we're going to talk about today. But why take lessons in specifically? Is the benefits that you have, and because the next podcast after this one is the benefits of dancing that we're going to talk about. But this one, why take lessons? Obviously, some of the first stuff of why you want to take a lesson is to be able to learn steps to be able to dance at socials. I think so many people, if they go out to a bar or they go to a wedding or they go to any kind of function, they want to be able to dance. And we've taught so many private lessons and even group lessons that the woman sometimes comes to us and says, "I'm tired of sitting. I want to be able to get up with my husband and dance." And so to be able to have that under your belt and feel confident enough just to be able to get up there on the floor instead of just being a, a couch potato or sitting at your desk. Or not your desk, but your table. And a lot of times people drink instead of, get up and dance, then that's a very positive thing. So I think one of the biggest reasons why I take lessons is to be able to do stuff when you're out socially. Your thoughts on that, Stuart?
Yeah, absolutely. I know while we're on, I guess, weddings, I mean, speaking as like a guest to a wedding, it's a whole lot more fun if you have like some sort of dance knowledge. That's something that you can use there. And then it just makes it into a whole different kind of experience because you're going to meet people who also know how to do that. And it's great fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're out there on the dance floor, I think you get more into the spirit, especially if you have a little confidence doing a dance or two. We're going to talk about the more specific dances here in podcasts to come. But if you know how to do a two-step and you know how to do a polka and a jive, some of the basic dances, not just one, but a few of them, you can dance to a lot of the music that whatever is going to be played. And then I think you just have a you're in the spirit of things a little bit more.
Yeah, if you're gonna take dance lessons, it's gonna show you stuff that you wouldn't otherwise sort of like where else would you come across it? Where else would you learn about like cha-cha and like what it is and what music to do it to? So it adds a lot to your sort of puts a lot more depth on your like depth chart or whatever of skills that you got. And
Definitely.
then it depends on the situation too, because if you then different kinds of people know different kinds of dance and you're going to be able to, participate with them.
Yeah. Next one on my list is having an activity to do with your partner. Here again, I'm not talking from a singles perspective, but from a couple's perspective. A lot of time, the husband will have his things, his hobbies that he does. A lot of times, she has her stuff she does. But dancing is an activity that you can both do as a couple. And I think again, that's really important in a relationship. I just have to cite one example here, and it was something that really drilled home to me how important dancing can be for people in their lives, is that we had a private lesson booked with us, and they showed up, and the wife did not know why they were there. And so they showed up, and he said, "Well, I booked some private dance lessons for us." Well, she was in tears. She was so happy because, I think they had four or five kids, they said, and this was their date night. And he took her out to a dance lesson, and she'd always wanted to do it. And so she was thrilled beyond belief. She was crying, made us cry. It was just, it was something, it was really special.
Yeah. So if you can have something like that for a date night or like something special that you can do like with your partner, I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. Next one is social connection with others. This I learned very soon in my dancing career, I guess you want to call it, is that if you know how to dance and it shows, because you can get out there on the floor and move yeah. around through a few different things, you notice other dancers out there. So it doesn't matter where you go. I've been, you know, all over the States, different places in Alberta, and you know, you recognize that in each other, and a lot of times that'll be your connection to them. They say, oh, you're a dancer, where did you learn how to dance? And then you strike up a conversation, and before you know it, you're, you know, semi friends with these new people that if you didn't know how to dance, you would not even probably talk to them. So I can't even tell you how many times that's happened, many, many times. And then a lot of times you end up dancing with those people as well. So it really is something that is a social connection with other people.
Yeah, it's fantastic when that works out. I mean, I always wanted to do like a sort of a trip maybe through the US, and just because you can't imagine how many people you would run into. You could do it in Canada too, obviously, but I wanted to go like to Texas and like see what they do down there. And you know, when you're going, that you're bringing that sort of skill and knowledge that you already have. It'd be a great way to like.
And just so you know, when you go to Texas, they don't call it two-step, they call it the three-step. 1, 2, 3, walk is how they describe two-step down there. So it basically is the same step that we do.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Stuart's connection froze up there a little bit, so I decided I needed to talk. So I'm just telling another story. Next one I have on the list is building confidence and self-esteem. I, again, can tell you from personal experience, before I got into dancing, my confidence with dancing was really not that great. But when I took some lessons, it gave me the confidence, and it really did help build my self-esteem. Stuart, you're newer into this, so maybe just talk on that a little bit.
It was what really, I guess, it came up in a few places, like the benefits of it. But I mean, once you knew one, you could learn other ones. Like you said, if people were dancers, they sort of recognized that you could do it too. And it was just a great, I don't want to say icebreaker, but where.
Yeah, it definitely is an icebreaker. And you're also learning in a safe, structured environment. So that's one thing when we talk about taking a lesson, is compared to a bar, you've got that environment. And we talked about that in our first podcast, where it is, it's a safe environment. Nobody's going to make fun of you, but it's also structured. The lessons that we have a game plan, the moves that we're going to show that night, letting people practice. So it's a structured way to learn.
Yeah, the structure helps a lot, especially when you're a beginner.
Next on my list is the lessons are made to be fun, so they're lighthearted and easier to learn. We, as the instructors, definitely try not to take ourselves too seriously. We laugh at each other. Kathy and I, for the most part, have our shtick, if you want to call it. Sometimes we're kind of making fun of each other. Sometimes we kind of pick at each other, and I think the students kind of relate to that. So we've kind of got our style. And sometimes we have disagreements, believe it or not, not fights or anything in front of the students, but some disagreements. She'll like to do it this way, and I would like to do it that way. And I think people see that we're real. And so when you make light of that, I think people kind of get into it and laugh and relax. And so then it's easier to learn. Stuart, you just go ahead and hop in whenever you want. Sometimes your connection is popping out today. So,
yeah, I know. And I kind of, it's a pity because there's a lot of like good stuff we're going through here, and I don't really want to, you know, keep dropping out like that. That's the way the internet is sometimes. I was just going to say, am I still here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's working. I had no idea that all those times when you and like Kathy were kind of going at each other, that was actually a teaching strategy. I didn't realize that. So that's really cool.
Well,
it all makes sense now.
To begin with, and honestly, it was real. And so after a while, that became more our style. We're just being honest out there with people. And so, yeah, sometimes you disagree. Sometimes we got along great. But I know people, I think, just made it more easily to relate to.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that. Yeah. And especially like the older people at lessons can definitely relate to that.
Yeah. So another reason why I take lessons is that you're learning with others in a big group and you're not put on the spot. I think, again, and you see that with some students, you know, they're kind of off in their own corner. They don't want to, you know, anybody to talk to them. And then you get other people that are kind of, you know, really, really engaged. And so the class is nice that way, is that, you know, you can be as engaged as you want, or you can kind of learn it in your own space. But it is a bigger group. So, I mean, you're not going to be put on the spot. We're not going to spotlight you and pick on you, that kind of stuff. So I think, again, that makes it more comfortable for people at lessons.
Yeah, there's no tests. There's not like, no. There's an expectation that you have to be this good at the end of the night or whatever.
Yeah. And people are busy learning themselves, so they're really not watching you. Mm-hmm. And I know this just even for myself. When I'm dancing with Kathy, I'm focused on what I'm doing. I don't really have time to watch everybody else and what they're doing and notice that somebody across the room made a mistake. So again, same thing applies to you. If you're there and you're seeing people dance, well, you might see them, but you're not really paying attention, nor do you care if they make a mistake. Well, that same thing applies to you. So,
yeah.
Another reason why I take lessons, you're taking lessons from a professional and not a friend.
This is a big one.
A friend, and maybe I'll combine this next piece too. Learning from your partner is difficult. Okay. Learning from your partner, girlfriend, wife, husband, boyfriend, that's tough stuff. And we've had many people come to classes after that. And they said, my boyfriend tried to show me, or my wife tried to show me. Well, of course, you're more sensitive to that. And people, you know, sometimes, you know, get defensive if the other partners say, oh, you didn't do that right. You didn't do that right. And they keep picking on them. Or you have a friend who knows a little bit about dancing, but doesn't know what you're doing wrong. So here's the thing. They might be able to do the steps to do a certain dance, like two-step, where you go quick, quick, slow, slow, or 1, 2, 3, 5, and they do it fine. But then you try to do it the way they did it, and you can't. And your friend doesn't know what you're doing wrong. So then that becomes really hard for you to be able to learn from somebody like that. Not that you can't learn stuff from other people, by all means. But as instructors, we've seen literally thousands of people dance. And we can tell within a few seconds of looking at somebody, okay, they're not transferring their weight properly, or they don't have good posture, or they're not doing this. And we can give them some pointers. Instead of, you know, their husband or wife, you know, getting on their case, well, you're just not doing it right. Do it this way. That doesn't work very well sometimes.
No, I don't know what it is, but like you're sort of, if you're there with like your girlfriend or partner, like they're usually not a very like constructive teacher. They might mean well, but I don't know what it is, but it just seems to go south so quick. And another thing too, is at least as a lead, if the follower is trying to show you how to dance, they're doing stuff like start initiating the moves and stuff, just teaching you all these bad habits about like waiting for the follow to show you what to do. And then they also have a terrible habit too. They're leading, well, back leading.
Right.
So none of that's good. None of that's good. And it happens. I mean, I think most of us have probably been out at a bar social event. And you're like, want a two-step? I don't know how to two-step. Oh, I'll show you. It's really easy. And yeah. then it's a disaster. Or you don't learn anything. It might be fun, but yeah. it you don't learn how to dance. So
yeah, you picked
that's where the lessons come in.
Yeah, and you picked up on a really good point there about men leading and ladies following. That is a podcast we're going to do. And right. that is just so important as far as a partnership is concerned, knowing each other's roles and knowing the roles of the leader and the follower, that the leader does this, the follower does that. And if you work together that way, then you look good as a couple. And it's not one person's doing it right, one person's doing it wrong. That's not it at all.
And like you said in previous podcasts, like it's not always that, like the guy's not always following, the lady's not, or the guy's not always leading and the lady's not always following. Lots of ladies know how to follow or lead, I should say. But what I'm saying is, like, you can definitely get into bad habits no matter what position you're in, especially if you're taught like in a sort of flawed way.
Yeah. I will make a quick comment here. I've had many ladies say, well, if he just learned how to lead, then I can follow him. Well, that's mm-hmm. not always exactly right. Following is much as an art as leading is. And so it's hard for both people to do stuff. Leading, there's tips that we give ladies on how to do it. And obviously we show guys how to lead. So the next thing, why take lessons, is that we give you feedback about how to improve. So I kind of touched on a few things here already, but it could be everything from your timing on, you know, stepping on the beat of the music, your weight transfers, how to lead and how to follow, how to have that partnership. And in a lot of cases, if you were watching it on a video or from a friend or whatnot, you're not going to get that kind of stuff because, again, it's just experience has shown us, you know, different things. Some people pick up on some things that they do naturally, whereas other people mm-hmm. will not be able to do the same thing because they just don't know or they don't get it.
Well, so that's actually probably that's a good point to make, is like, there isn't one way to learn dance. So if you are not going to learn all the same things in the same speed as everyone else. So you can't basically gauge yourself on someone else's progress. It's about you. And no one can say, oh, you're doing this wrong or that one, because it's all about the individual, what you pick up first and like what you learn after is different. It's not all the same sense. Like,
yeah. And so kind of Stuart has mentioned it, and I think we'd just talk about it here briefly again, is that if you're just trying to learn with your husband and wife or a partner in your living room, then you're kind of limiting yourself. Whereas if you take a class and then you end up dancing with somebody else, you learn it differently because they're not, that person isn't helping you. You have to lead somebody else differently. If you're a follow, you have to learn how to follow a different lead from a different leader. And so dancing with other people makes you a better dancer for both.
It really does.
For both men and women. Another one, why take lessons, is that we start at the beginning and go through the basics. We assume when we start a beginner class that people know nothing. And we start with how to take basic steps. We show them a few moves every night. We then let them practice it to music. And then we show them another move and repeat the process. And we put clusters together so that people can, you know, take those moves and they can dance them themselves later. The nice thing is we also do video reviews so people can go ahead and save that and watch it themselves later on. So there's a real structure to the class. And I think that really does help if people are trying to learn.
It's really nice also to be able to ask, hey, I'm still having trouble with this. And you can ask one of the instructors to dance a bit with you and practice a move, and they can help you a lot really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so again, when we're taking lessons if you're taking a 4-week session or 6-week session, we always review what we did in the previous dance class, and then we let you practice it to music. And then we show you more stuff, and then you get to practice mm-hmm. again. So having that practice time, I think, is as much as important as sometimes learning the move, because, you know, people then get a chance to put it to real life. It's one thing to learn a move in a class, but if you don't dance it to music, when you go out there in the real world, well, now you don't know how to dance because you don't know how to put it to music. And realizing that there has to be the right speed of music, and it has to be within a certain window to be able to do a two-step, for example, which we'll again talk more details about that. But that's important to recognize.
Yeah, there's definitely a big difference between a lesson and dancing out like socially. And there is a bit of practice and like laying the foundation that has to happen before you're just out there and, you know, doing all these moves and whatnot.
Definitely. Okay, well, I think the last point here I have is just that moving your body to music is difficult. And I think I talked about this in the first podcast, but again, I think this is why lessons are so important, and why the experiences that Kathy and I have had, you see so many people, the way that they move their bodies and how different everybody is. But it is difficult to move your body to music. And I know that may be sound like a really simple thing, but it's not. And I recognize that something just basic, fundamental, doing a slow step versus doing a quick step versus doing a triple step. Those three basic building blocks are different, and you have to do them to the beat of the music. And that's what you can learn in a class. And then we show people how to do that. But yeah, that's why I think classes are so very important. Any last comments, Stuart?
Well, just like you can, at the start or at your first lesson, you can feel like it's a big mountain to climb, or like you're never going to learn all of it, but you get through that really quickly.
Definitely. And some of the first classes can be a little bit painful, but after you go through that initial learning curve, then they start to become fun. And then that's not nearly as much effort, like Stuart said, then it is just enjoyable. And then you're out there with your partner and you can go out socially, and then it is a lot of fun. Well, Stuart, I want to thank you. I think we're a little over time here now on this one, but I think we touched on a lot of things that I hope people realize are important, and hope to see people out at our next class.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. See you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody. See you on the next podcast.